This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air for yet another weekend. The charts we'll discuss in the next hour for the week of December 1st through the 5th, the oomph through the 5th of 2014, last month of the year. Excitement continues. I don't know if these stories. I think there's a certain amount of excitement. There's a certain amount of trepidation. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers TV. It's all about talk. So they review the items of interest on talk radio stations and programs with hosts and come up with this list every week. So Michael starts out with the top 10 items, the stories, the topics, and then we'll talk about some of the people and some of the nuance that is behind some of these stories, and also what's going on in the world of news talk radio in general. So, Michael, I think it's time to start.
And away we go. What a week. Excuse me, Doug. It's an exciting week, and lots of different kinds of stories, as usual. At number 10, we have the Ray Rice suspension overturned, which is a football story, and we have NFL action as the season heats up toward the playoffs. At number 9, we have sinking oil prices. At number 8, tax break extension. At number 7, Obamacare. At number 6, the Bill Cosby rape allegations. At number 5, the battle against ISIS, and that's tied with the U.S. teacher slain. At number 4, we have 2016 presidential prospects. At number 3, the amnesty issue. At number 2, the New York City chokehold decision, tied with a Cleveland youth slaying, and tying into that is number 1, the Ferguson aftermath. Protests all across the United States and spreading, number 2 and number 1. It puts a kind of a crisis and a negative overtone on this holiday season. The people at number 10, football player Ray Rice, Mitch McConnell's at 9, Ibolia Ryan at 8, Bill Cosby at 7, number 6, our good old friend Mitt Romney, at number 5, Hillary Clinton tied with Jim Webb, Eric Holders at 4, Eric Garner and Tamir Rice at 3, Michael Brown and Darren Wilson at 2, Barack Obama is at number 1, and there's a a snapshot of lots of different variety of topics and conversation in America on talk radio this past week.
Those of you who are interested in expressing yourself about these various items, the stories, the poll at DougSteffen.com every weekend, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, lists the top 10 talk topics of the week according to Talkers, and you can tell us which one you think is the most important. Kind of number 1 and number 2. There's a whole thing, number 1, number 2, both about police and the way that they're being treated in the news media and how they treat the people that they're supposed to have in their jurisdiction. There are a lot of people who have been protesting New York, Cleveland, Phoenix, Chicago, the business in Ferguson, Missouri. All these things are bringing the discussion to a head, it seems to me. How do you believe, as you've listened around, Michael, that people who are on the talk radio programs that you're monitoring, are they handling this discussion responsibly?
Well, responsibly, some are handling it more responsibly than others. Some are using it as an opportunity to create polarization and controversy in terms of everything from race relations to whether we support our local police or not. I mean, everybody uses everything for political fodder for their own ideology. It goes back to what we talked about many times on this program, you and I, seeking victory or seeking truth, and things become political footballs. So I guess any time the media is dealing with something as sensitive as this and as complicated as this, there are various levels of responsibility that are either being adhered to or being thrown to the wind.
Well, I think that there's a story at talkers.com about the lessons that have been learned from various things that have happened in our country in the last month or two. They don't necessarily always have to do with these sorts of protests. There are things the radio does when it comes to weather, when there's a lot of snow and power failures. But I think the essence of what you're writing here is that we have a lot to learn. And I don't think this is just aimed at the broadcast community. I think as people in America, we have a lot to learn, or we need to go back to a time when we seem to know more. We seem to be more with it when it came. Okay, how do you handle a big snowfall? What do you do when the power goes out? We become such yin, yin, yin. Why? Oh, my God, the power's out. I remember going for weeks without power when I was a kid. And hello, I think I made it. You know, this is just we've become such whiners. It seems, complain about everything.
Really, you think we were tougher back in the old days?
I think so. What do you think?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, it's subject to debate. Depends on your perspective. Perhaps one of the reasons we whine so much when our conveniences, particularly power conveniences, are gone, is because we're so damn busy. Everybody's life is spinning around in a frenzy these days. People are stressed to the max. I mean, this is measurable. Anybody who's been around for more than 6 years, you know, right, knows life's getting extremely stressful just in terms of dealing day-to-day and working. Economically, it's obvious in terms of the workplace. Fewer people have jobs, and they're doing the jobs that used to be done by two, three, four people. Mm-hmm. People are putting in 10-hour days, 12-hour days, 6 days a week, 7 days a week. They're working at 9 o'clock at night. You know, they have their iPhones next to their bedspans and doing emails at 2 in the morning when they get up to go to the bathroom. So you stop things. You make it difficult to get anywhere. You cut the power, and people have nervous breakdowns.
Yep.
Whereas life was much slower in the old days, and the old days were, you know, as long ago as 5 years ago.
I know. Yeah, but it is really, it's amazing to try to understand how it is that we deal with things like power outages. But I think we ought to talk in a moment about how we're dealing with things that we can't seem to find agreement on, the way the police are supposed to present themselves, and are they there to really protect and serve, and are people on the other end being whipped into shape by outside influences, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All important things for us to discuss and understand as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked through the lens of liberty and realized what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship, and even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk Radio Countdown Show and Michael Harrison. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we go through these items of interest, things that have been culled. I suppose it sort of reminds me when I intro you sometimes, when Law and Order first were on the air, ripped from the headlines, stories that have influence. Remember the ripped from the headlines? Because that's what
ripped from the headlines.
Isn't that what news
extra, talk extra, read all about
all
it.
All about it, yeah, right. Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. So, this week, more than any other week, I have felt as a host the need to express myself strongly and directly when it came to police and what they're doing, what they aren't doing. Something is really wrong. You don't have this much stuff going on all around the country unless there's a fundamental problem. And I don't want to just lay it on the police. I don't want to blame, because blame doesn't fix it. But talking about what does fix it, I think, makes for a pretty compelling radio. It sort of goes back to what we talked about the last couple of weeks, the old-time hosts who would muckrake and point out what problems there were and then find a solution for them instead of just pointing fingers. And I wonder if that may eventually rule the day here, everybody trying to get together and figure out what the heck to do with these problems, because let me
sum it up for you. Innocent police are being persecuted for the conduct of bad police,
mm-hmm.
and innocent people are being persecuted for the conduct of bad people.
That's pretty much it, isn't it? But so, having acknowledged or recognized that, then what do we do?
We stop seeking victory at the expense of truth, and we have honest conversations about why these things are happening.
Are we going to have those honest conversations on News Talk Radio programs with News Talk Radio hosts?
Not in an environment of political correctness, sponsorship boycotts, and everybody getting themselves in a knot over their pet passion in terms of their cause.
All right, so then what's you're the country's expert when it comes to News Talk Radio. What's your prescription for us who do this for a living, helping rather than hurting the situation? What do we do to do what you just suggested?
Gently trying to be a voice of reason, not doing anything to incite anger, letting people have their say, presenting different points of view, but trying to moderate and mediate a middle ground of productive answers to the problems. And productive answers to the problems are, one, why do we have a racial problem in America, and what's the cause of it, and what can be done about it? I mean, a real honest discussion to try to facilitate that as best you can. It's not easy. And two, why do we have a police problem in America, and what can be done to correct that? Because we have both. We have a police problem, and we have a race problem. Now, there's no great shame in that comparative to the history of the world, because there's always been police problems and race problems everywhere. The whole idea of race and the whole idea of police is not like it lends itself to togetherness. The fact that we need police and the fact that birds of a feather flock together, which is an old saying that applies to the human race, is quite apparently not new. So to answer your question, we need wisdom. We need goodwill. We need education, and we need to keep from capitalizing on these things to better our immediate needs of having large audiences, ratings, and publicity.
All right, so let's examine, when we come back in a few minutes, let's examine what it is that we can do. There are black talk radio hosts and black talk radio stations, obviously white talk radio hosts and white stations. Let's start there, Michael, and see where we go. What is being done that may agree with or follow in suit with what your suggestions are? This is the weekly talk radio countdown show with an examination of the issues of the day. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
You pick pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Along now as we continue our focus on the news talk radio world. Mostly it's radio. Once in a while we have some television information, some developments on television talk play into it. But mostly this is about radio, talk radio, and news talk radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here. So you sort of outlined the problem as you see it and as you hear it. And I came up as I was listening to you with a way perhaps for people to understand. They may be listening to a certain type of talk radio, a certain type of host, and maybe just they only listen to one host. But there are lots of different forms of talk. There's religious conversation now on the air, a lot of it. There is things that are aimed at particular segments. And certainly the advent of liberal and conservative talk radio, followed closely by people who own black radio stations and groups wanting to have talk that's geared to black people and the hosts are black. The same as, I don't know that we see it in the white talk. I think oftentimes white talk.
You said something before that I have to take issue with, because I'm a part of this conversation. I don't think you meant it.
What?
You said there are black talk hosts and black talk stations and white talk hosts and white talk stations. I don't believe there are any white talk stations. I don't. But they may be circumstantially, but I don't believe there should be.
Well, they aren't labeled that way. Yeah, you're correct. But they circumstantially are.
Even if you were to say black talk hosts with the innuendo or saying, trying to suggest that a black talk host has a point of view that is agreed with by all black people, that in itself is a problem.
Of course it is. And that's why there are people who take shots at Al Sharpton, who does a talk radio program, Jesse Jackson, who has done some talk radio, and others who advocate for a position. I think it was interesting, Wendy Williams, on her television program, commented about the Eric Garner case in New York City, and it was, and she talked about the police thing in Ferguson and all. She's not afraid to express herself. And I think oftentimes it comes across as being pretty reasoned and pretty intellectually solid. What? Let's break this down, though, Michael, because I think this is important, if you don't mind, if you agree with me that it's important. There are people who own black radio groups who program some of their stations to talk about black issues with black hosts. I don't know of any radio station, but I don't know them all, and you may I'm fairly seasoned. I pretty much know what's going on, but I don't know everybody. I'm trying to think in my mind, since Larry Elder was fired at KABC this week, I can't think of another radio station that has both black and white hosts on it. But I'm sure I'm wrong, but I can't think of one.
You have you're a rising star on WMAL in Washington, a young woman named Crystal Wright, who is a, she calls herself the black conservative chick, I think. I think she plays up on the fact that she's a Republican, that she's black, and that she's conservative.
Okay. Don't know her, so if she's...
You know, there are black hosts in America on general stations. I refuse to use the word white stations.
And I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it to sound
I just won't use that word.
No, I didn't mean it that way. You're right. General interest
say,
stations.
Why can't there be white stations if there are black stations? Well, it's because whites are the majority, and you have to have majority rule with protecting the rights of the minority. Mm-hmm. The majority is dangerous when the rights of the minority are not protected. That's why you can have black stations, but you shouldn't have white ones. If there were more black people in America, then you could have white stations, and you shouldn't have black ones. It's that's the answer to that question.
Yeah.
It's protecting the rights of the minority, because human beings being human beings, it's dangerous to be in the minority.
Mm. All right, let's pick this up.
Certain things are granted.
Yeah, all right,
I don't want to get into a whole thing about how many stations have whites or blacks.
Hold on, Michael, hold on. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Back with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Our focus, the stories of the week. I suggested earlier on that we had Ferguson and the New York City, and we've got the situation in Cleveland and Phoenix and Chicago and who knows where else, Boston, where police are being scrutinized because of their relation or maybe reaction to a black perpetrator or alleged perpetrator, and the outcome was bad. So it brings around a lot of anger. And so we sort of melted this down into why there are black talk radio stations. We haven't talked about Hispanic, but maybe that's something else to bring into this. The roots upon which I grew up and you in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, they were not aimed at any of this in the main or isolated circumstances where we talk about black issues or Hispanic issues or religious issues. We just had a potpourri of all kinds of things. Now, although you suggested in your column in Talkers Magazine a week or so ago that maybe we ought to get back to that sort of muckraking because it was equal opportunity for everybody.
We're confusing issues here. We have a lot of different issues here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem. The issues overlap. Mm-hmm. So I it's difficult to examine it.
Well, let's go back let's examine what we were talking about. I said that there weren't, in my mind, a lot of black hosts on stations that were general issue stations, usually right of center stations, but even the left of center, liberal stations. Al Sharpton is often associated with that conversation, and that's not black talk radio per se. But, I mean, this is the problem with labels. You're right. It's very frustrating, and they're not fair, nor are they just, or are they right, but people
if you were to survey 100% of the black population in America, you would find that a large percentage of them do not consider conservative blacks to speak on behalf of black interests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be careful here because neither of us are really qualified to speak from the black perspective of have been observers of it.
Right, that's all I'm asking.
Fact of the matter is, just because somebody is black doesn't mean that the black people in America, the African-American community, relates to them.
No, exactly.
A lot of them, you've heard the term Uncle Tom. Yeah. That is a derogatory term used by blacks against other blacks.
Well, it's the same principle as is applied to all whites think the same way, or all Tea Party people are the same, or all Republicans are the same, or all Democrats, or all Protestants, or all Muslims, it's all the same.
Go back to Clarence Thomas when George H.W. Bush appointed him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the first Bush that appointed him.
Yep.
He was under pressure to put a black in, an African-American, to keep the court balanced. And he put in an arch-conservative African-American, which was considered by some to be a cruel trick because it wasn't what they wanted.
Yeah.
They wanted an African-American who would take the standard political ideology held by most African-Americans, which tends to favor the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an easy situation. You can't just judge it by the color of somebody's skin.
Nope.
It has to do with more of what they represent in terms of their position on a human level. And that makes it even more difficult. I just find it difficult when people say you don't have enough blacks on talk radio or whites on all that. You know, the color of the skin doesn't necessarily mean whose interests they represent
or
how well they're received by the group they supposedly represent simply by their label.
You mentioned an African-American woman on WMAL in Washington.
I believe looking at her website, she made light of the fact that she's female, and I hear incredibly good things about this woman. And to read her, she is extremely bright, and we get very good input on her.
All right, so that brings us around to the point you've been making, that just because you're black, you don't have the same point of view. Sometimes some of the right-of-center stations finding somebody like this, you know, it's like, oh, Nirvana, look at a black, like Ben Carson,
Dr. Ben Carson.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak on behalf of the same constituency that Al Sharpton speaks on behalf of.
Not at all. Yeah, so that brings us around again. Not all white people. It's just what we've done is, and the news media is the culprit to a point here, and education is another culprit, where we don't really educate people to have a broad view of things. So many teachers today have a narrow point of view of politics, and it gets narrower all the time, and that gets shed onto the student population. And so if you're an educator, you're supposed to be, as you just said, okay, all people who are black, the assumption is that they think left of center. That's not true at all. Any more than all educated, all teachers today are liberal, or all journalists today are liberal, or all of these things that get said that aren't true, but yet there's a sticking point. It gets to the, well, okay, yeah, I'm a teacher, I'm liberal, or I'm a journalist. Yeah, I voted for Barack Obama.
Yeah, well, I certainly think the teachers should do everything they possibly can to rise above ideology,
but they don't.
They're humans,
yeah.
And they think that they're doing their students a favor.
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't teach bigotry or small-mindedness or extremism to their children, to their students, to their friends because they want to be bad. They think they're doing them a favor.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at what happens.
People brainwash their children because they think they're protecting them.
To take that to the extreme, look at how the young 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds in some of these desolate Muslim areas are being taught, even with guns, to hate Jews, to hate Americans, to hate anybody who's not just like them. And they have no educational system whatsoever, so this is all they learn. So they grow up with it. People wonder, how can these people be so full of hate? They live it. They breathe it. That's all they experience. And so what you're trying to do is get people away from that, and the only way to do it is education. I think that's the...
Right. But people do not, but for the most part, people do not teach their children to hate because they're trying to make their children bad.
Mm.
They actually believe that that's good.
Well, they believe
it goes
stuff,
deep.
Yeah.
It goes very deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, well, let's teach our kids to hate because we like to hate.
Well,
no.
But the educational levels, and I'm trying not to sound like a snob here, but it's so obvious. You and I have been to Israel. We have seen how the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, the youngsters who come from moneyed families all go to school together. They go to the same private schools. They all learn the same thing. They are all friends. And then when they grow up, sometimes they have to be separated because they can't survive in business or otherwise by seemingly being seen getting along with those people that they're not supposed to get along with.
Mm. Well, all right, yeah. I mean, human nature is a very difficult thing to operate within.
It is.
You know, it ain't easy being a human, is it?
That's why these conversations are great, and that's why the work that we do on the News Talk radio programs, down some of these roads, is so productive. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, is part of Talkers.com as well. We're getting into some very interesting areas. For those of you who love this format and wonder why it is the way it is, Michael knows, has the answers, and hopefully we get him to explain to you why it is, why is the sky blue, in a sense. We continue in a moment here on the Countdown.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked through the lens of liberty and realized what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship, and even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock Solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The charts and stories for the week of December 1st, the first week of December 2014. Michael Harrison is in here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the featured person in this hour of the program where we review the top topics and also some of the ancillary things that are going on in the world of the format. We've had a very stirring conversation, at least I think it has been. Hopefully you do as well. That's what makes this work, talking about the different forms of news talk radio and how the news is understood, how people present it. Are we really fixing things? Are we making things worse? Those are all value judgments, and there's no answer to those questions, is there, really?
Well, I don't think there's an answer to it. They're good questions. You know, it's funny, you said to the listeners that I am an expert on talk radio and that I understand it and all that. But, you know, as I talk with you about such controversial and sensitive issues, I am probably unlike any talk show host on in the country, in as much as I don't try to subscribe to an ideology or to a political position. People say to me, "Oh, you publish Talkers Magazine. You must be a conservative." You know,
how silly is that?
Or if I am involved in giving a progressive or a liberal host an award, "Oh, you must be a liberal." You must immediately be something, and you know as well as anybody in the industry, and perhaps it's a tribute to why I have such longevity in my role. I do everything I can not to be an anything, but to respect all the points of view. Perhaps the most zealous thing I do is support the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm both a very, very deeply entrenched insider, but from that perspective, I'm a real odd duck and an outsider.
Well, I'm going to be more to the point and more to the heart of the matter. You and I have been friends for 25 years. I can't tell you, I can't tell the audience that I know how you vote. I don't have the slightest idea who you voted for president last time around. You know who I voted for. And I don't even do a radio program that's political. But pretty much everybody who listens to me gets my drift. I can honestly say, maybe it's because the way you've interviewed presidents and politicians for various pieces of documentaria, if you will, IA, at Talkers, that's your aim. But I, as your friend, I don't know how you vote. I wouldn't begin to. If somebody said to me, "Who did Harrison vote for in the last election?" I'd honestly look at him and say, "I don't have the slightest idea. We never talk about it. I don't ask you. And I can't figure it by listening to you." The only other person I can ever compare that to in all my years of doing this was Ed McMahon, he and I were very good friends the last 8 or 10 years of his life. I couldn't tell you who he voted for. And he made
it. Well, I could be looked at as being very closed. I could be interpreted as being wishy-washy. Perhaps you could even think I don't have an opinion, or that I'm not a good citizen. But the fact of the matter is, I believe very strongly that my role is better served by trying to moderate and be above the fray when it comes to that kind of thing. The world does not need another conservative or liberal voice.
No.
It doesn't need another conservative or liberal teacher. It doesn't need another polarizing agent. I think that there are higher levels of important issues to deal with, and I think that we need in this country to have voices of reason and moderation, respecting the views of all people along the spectrum. Unless they are so heinous and so destructive and so evil, then we should rise up and talk against them, and I do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say that Barack Obama or George W. Bush represent evil. They're devils. They're terrible. People who vote Republican are awful. People who vote Democratic are awful. All blacks do this. All police do that. That's nonsense. I mean, take a real look at the human condition. It's complicated. Unfortunately, complicated doesn't sell.
Well, and that goes back to the heart of the matter. And the issue that we keep talking about is how we have so poorly educated people. We don't have thinkers anymore. We have followers. And that's why some of these Pied Pipers that are on the radio are doing as well as they are, because people can't figure it out on their own. They don't want to. They'd rather sit and watch a football game, so they let some host say, "This is it," and they say, "Yep,
yeah,
that's right."
It is. You're right, and that comes down to another aspect of human nature. People don't want, and I don't mean all people, but generally, people don't want to take the responsibility of thinking for themselves.
God.
It's a burden to make a decision. It's so much easier to know that Big Brother or the king or the priest or the rabbi or the guy that wrote the book or the guy that's in the news is thinking for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lots of things to think about, as usual. The stories, the information, the News Talk Radio World profile by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is a very important part of Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Michael Levine and success, the two go hand in hand. The name Michael Levine and the term success have been part of Los Angeles and America for a number of decades. Michael Levine, probably the most prominent media expert in the country, represented major celebrities, Academy Award winners, given advice to presidents, that sort of thing, has run the Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills for a long time, and also has something that I find to be a great tool, the LBN Alert. You can find out news and stories behind the scenes, great opinions, lbnealert.com. Michael has decided to help a lot of people to become successful. So in order to be successful, you got to understand what is and isn't success. So I guess in a sense, the antithesis of success may be a good story and lesson for us all, Michael. Yes?
I think so. I have noticed in my study of success, I've had a tremendous amount of learning done by studying failure, by people who have underachieved. There are people in life we all know who have been marvelously successful in their work and their personal life and in their school life, and there are other people that just cannot find the way to even modest success in any of them. I think it's very important to understand failure in the practice of success.
Well, not to do. I think sooner or later everybody experiences some kind of crisis or failure. It's how you meet it that will determine your future happiness, I think, and success. So you have the other side. How is it that we can, if we want to be miserable and unsuccessful, how do we do that?
Well, I want to teach your audience today a pretty simple rule, and that's called How to Be Broke in America. Now, that sort of sounds very funny. No one wants to be broke, but I'm going to tell the few people in the world or in the country that want to be broke how to do it. And so today's lesson is about how to be broke in America. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be broke in America, the number one thing you need to do is think like a victim. That's right. Just walk around the planet thinking like a victim, and I promise you, you'll be broke. Now, you may say, really? Why is that? Number one, victims have no gratitude. Number two, victims spend all of their time belittling and blaming anything and everything on others. Number three, victims have a very warped sense of reality. And number four, victims have a very warped sense of responsibility. So, like you said, when they make the inevitable mistake, the victim doesn't say, wow, I made a mistake, I've got to learn from this, so I don't repeat it. They blame Bush and Cheney and the world and weather and men and their parents, anyone but themselves.
Well, the blame game doesn't ever work anyway. Fix the problem, not the blame. But you said something that was, you started with gratitude. Man, that's becoming more and more of a focus for people because it really seems to work. When you show a gratitude, whether you like the messages of people like Joel Osteen, there are consistent messages from people who understand how the brain works and motivation. And on the top of the list to show is gratitude. And I think that's
the
so
number
important.
One thing that all angry people have in common is ingratitude. Mm-hmm. The number one thing that all happy people have in common is gratitude. So if you're sitting around listening to this and you are an unhappy person, I promise you, your number one problem is you're ungrateful. If, on the other hand, you're listening to this and you're a pretty happy person, I promise that you are grateful.
There are a lot of things that we can pass along to people. The morsel here, though, has to do with being successful, having gratitude, having faith in yourself. The message gets repeated over and over and over again. And I'll bet you've had your disappointments in your life. We've got about 30 seconds left, Michael. You've had disappointments, but you've learned how to get around them, right?
One thing I learned is if I were late for an appointment, it wasn't traffic's fault, it was my fault.
Yeah.
I didn't leave early enough.
Uh-huh.
And that going into the meeting and saying, forgive me, my friend, it was traffic's fault, was a bad way,
right,
both for me and for the person I was doing business with.
Amen to that. Michael Levine on Success. Check out his website, lbnealert.com. Excellent information.
Well, actually,
there.
The most important website, Doug, is the Excel, E-X-C-E-L report. You can sign up for a free newsletter.
All right. Go to Michael's theexcelreport.com and learn how you can become successful. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.